Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But understand how important this is, because your constitutional rights were violated when a Supreme Court judge said that, let's just call it a tax. It wasn't the fact that he was making a decision, it's the fact that he took the position of Congress. And Congress should have just said, nope, right. We don't change this, then we're going to, we had the powers to be able to stop all of this, and they didn't. Mm-hmm. And the problem, this is the issue. Because we had so many things we haven't been doing right in America, we have so many things we haven't been doing right, that I hate to use this terminology, because the one that used it, I didn't appreciate what he said, but it's like, America's chickens are coming home to roost. Mm-hmm. We should have been, if we call ourselves a Christian nation, we should have been concerned about the health care of every individual in America.
Yeah.
We should have been concerned about the economic unbalances in America. And we should have been just as concerned about Shaniqua's school or about Bobby's school. You know what I'm saying? We should have equal concern. Every school in America should be funded equally. And in the fact that if in fact that I'm coming up economically challenged because of our history, then you need to lean towards and maybe do 60-40 in the distribution of funds, because I'm a human being and I can learn and I can do business and I can be your boss one day, or maybe I can work for you, but I deserve an equal opportunity to match up for what my journey is in this country so that we can all rise together. And so these things have been unbalanced for quite some time. So just getting back real quickly to understanding, the chickens coming home to roost, that that we need to understand how government works, because it's our government. And the way that most schools are funded, it's funded off the tax dollars based on property tax. And which means is, if Bobby's school is surrounded by $100,000 homes plus up to $1 million, and in that particular district and has district representatives and you get representative government, then that means then is a higher chance that that school is going to have higher funding, higher dollar base, because it's based on those properties. So you have $1 million property or $100,000 property. A percentage off that is going to be more than, for example, and I was just using a name, but just somebody in a different kind of community that has low income, and that they live in or around this school here. It's the same school system. It's the same rules, same regulations and all that kind of stuff. But the funding is different. The funding's different because this school is surrounded by $60,000, $30,000, $20,000 homes. Yes, you understand. But they give a percentage off of that. If it's, they got exemptions and out galore when it gets below a certain amount anyway, but just say they get a percentage off of $20,000. That's different than a percentage off $100,000. And then the school's surrounded by low-income housing. Well, that is tax-provided money, so there's no tax dollars going to be coming off that to the school system. And it's surrounded by businesses that may be run down and that don't have a thriving business, so they're not putting in. So in other words, people say, what's all the same? Well, it's not the same. If everything surrounded my school produces a smaller percentage of tax dollar to invest in my teachers and my books and my school and all that's going on. Mm-hmm. It's not the same as Bobby's school. But if we're Americans and we are e pluribus unum, though many one, then we should be thinking about every school should be the same. Right. Every school, every kid should have the same opportunity. As Christians, we definitely should be thinking about, why are the books given to Bobby's school, state of the art, whatever, and going to Shaniqua's school or Jennifer's school or, Stan's school or whatever, who's in that surrounding. It's like third use underlined. Mm-hmm. The teachers are just trying to barely make it by because they're not getting the same pay. I mean, just the whole mindset of saying, well, if I have to go to that school that's surrounded by that, it's going to be more difficult for me because they don't invest in that school the way they invest in this school, and I have a greater chance. That whole environment is against that kid learning. Mm-hmm. In the eyes of God, that's not for us as Christians. I mean, we're talking about, what America should do. But we as Christians shouldn't be marching in some line saying we don't care about the injustices and the imbalances. Right. And this is the difficult thing. All these things that are happening, yeah, they are unjust. Some of these things that are happening right now, like a chief judge making law and judge making law and these different things going on. But that was unjust for years in America. And we still have those inequalities. The church stands up for those inequalities. And I really believe this. I think it's time for the church to wake up and become, have a school, have two schools. One school is the evangelistic school that is reaching out to the lost. And, you know, we hope in this process of education that you're going to meet God. Mm-hmm. And the other school is ones who know God, who walk with God. Mm. And that school can make the other school a ministry, but there should be two of those types of schools. You shouldn't mix in the ones trying to find God with the ones who are in their fresh walk with God, because you'll find out, just like the university, 70% of Christians go to public universities. They leave their faith, 70%. Mm-hmm. And the ones that go to Christian universities, because just because you go to Christian university don't mean you're a Christian or you're walking close to God. Mm-hmm. 50% leave their faith, which means they go to hell. That's what that means. Yeah. They leave God. We have these statistics for you in the VFN Torch. So I think I'm starting to see that potentially begin to pray about, you know what? We need to start two schools. One school needs to be evangelistic, which we can teach everybody, you know, teach Shaniqua or Stan or those surrounded in unequal circumstances and just poor finances and attention into them. And if they're not saved, they're Christians, get them into this other particular school and they can make that school their ministry. And this particular school it's serious. This is a serious school. We walk with Jesus here. This is what we do. Somebody says, well, this sounds a lot like Teen Challenge. You're a teen, and this is a challenge, and this is school. We don't apologize for Jesus. We don't apologize for the Word.
That's right.
You know, we teach Christianity. We teach, you know, biblical perspective of the world. And you just go, well, I don't know. It's like, you're in the evangelistic school. You know, that's cool. We got a school right here for you. Hopefully you'll find your way to understand that God is the creator of the universe. Jesus holds everything together. And he's the one that sustains life. And you see the difference? It's now, because what happens is, you know, quite often people say, you know, I just really want Bobby to know Jesus. I just really want Bobby to know Jesus, right? Mr. Atomic Bomb Bobby.
Right.
So you have these people that are laboring in this Christian school, right? They're like, oh, man.
Pyrotechnician Bobby, you know.
Yeah, right. And so then, you know, they go, I just want to send them to a Christian school. And so you have these parents who raise their kids in the Lord You know, and that doesn't mean that they're following the Lord, but somebody that it worked, and they're walking and they're serving God, and their vision for business and ministry is just amazing where they're going. And all of a sudden Bobby drops in there like a atom bomb, full of darkness, full of delusion, misleading the folks and your kids and all this kind of stuff. And next thing you know, why am I battling darkness in a Christian school?
Yeah.
And what the parents' hope was, by the way, that Bobby would get saved.
All right.
The hope was that in this Christian school, and that's, to me, that's an evangelistic school, which is great. I mean, it's great. I mean, you can send strong kids there who walk with the Lord, or this school can make that school their mission. They go in there and they do reading, they do tutoring, they mentor the kids, they share their testimonies, all the wonderful things. But we have one particular school that is intensely concentrated on the fact that Jesus is Lord. This is it.
Wow.
I mean, this is it. There's just it. We don't apologize for it. And whatever happens in the world, happens in the world. But the fact is that these kids, both from both those schools, are going to be loosed in the world, and they're going to bring light and hope and a new way of looking at things into leadership, into business, and all that. So I really see, I'm starting to see, because, you know, how long can you scream at the darkness instead of just saying, no, it's just time to be the light. Mm-hmm. And if that's the way they want to go, and the history of our nation is like this, by the way, it's just recently, in the recent decades, you know, the federal government taking over schools. It wasn't like that. But it's time for us, and I believe the future leaders of America are going to come from homeschool. They're going to come from schools like we're talking about, and many children, and the Lord showed me many children coming to him. They'll only come to him when somebody actually tells them about him. They're not going to come to him because, you know, they have to hear it first. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just looking at that, and instead of, you know, and then you can put the two together. Then you can say, okay, here's a Christian school who's completely concentrated on Jesus as Lord. And the Bible is not only taught here, it is memorized, hidden in our heart. People abide. They share their abiding experiences. Abiding groups are going on in the school. It's just a powerful thing. It's not perfect. Obviously, issues happening and all that because of our sin nature, but that's the driving force. the Holy Spirit's invited there to be able to speak to the students, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance and all the things that's said in the prayers. And in addition, their project and their ministry is this other school, which is an evangelistic school where, you know, Susan can send Bobby to in hopes that Bobby will find God in the context. And those two schools will outweigh and outperform, I believe, every other school in the nation, you know, along with a serious parent that's homeschooling, not just to play around, but a serious parent that's homeschooling their kid and paying that kind of attention to them.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.